One place where extremist views often flourish, cyberspace. Trolling, cyberbullying, call it what you will, abuse via the internet is a growing problem in this digital age. And NPR's Philip Reeves says it's become so bad in Britain that people there are fighting back.
Liz Crowther has a 16-year-old daughter called Heidi. Heidi has Down syndrome. A while back, Liz posted some photos of Heidi on the website of a support group. It didn't occur to her anyone would want to copy those pictures onto Facebook and mock them. Yet, says Liz, that's what happened.
You just feel sick and sad that people have got so little respect or sort of human kindness, really.
Liz says Facebook eventually removed the pictures. Unfortunately, Heidi found out about them. She wasn't impressed.
I think it's preposterous and unacceptable.
Preposterous and unacceptable things happen on the internet all the time. In Britain, the authorities are trying to counterattack. The other day, a 21-year-old student called Liam Stacey caused public outrage by tweeting racist abuse about a soccer star who'd just had a cardiac arrest. Stacey was jailed for 56 days. He joins two other young men who are serving four-year sentences for using Facebook to urge people to join in last summer's riots in England. But internet security expert John Jacoby says those were high-profile cases and that prosecutions are still a rarity.
The number of cases that have been brought are literally in single figures. I mean, it's very, very concerning.
Jacoby's founder of an internet policing company called Web Sheriff that tracks down cyber abusers. He has a lot of celebrities on his books, including this man.
You get to keep the box.
The British TV game show host Noel Edmonds. Web Sheriff recently discovered a student had created a Facebook page called Somebody Please Kill Noel Edmonds. Jacoby says Edmonds decided not to call in the cops, but to meet the student.
Once the guy came face to face with Noel, he not only was very contrite and remorseful, but broke down in tears and then apologised because he could see that Noel was flesh and blood, a normal guy with a normal family.
Celebrities can afford to take on their abusers. But what about people like Heidi? Will they ever be safe in cyberspace? Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News.